delivering telegrams, sometimes it was obviously a telegram, the message of which would upset people. And I think there had been occasions when lads had taken telegrams to mothers, ladies, wives, with bad news, and it became evident that the telegraph boy should know what the contents of the message was, so that he could be aware the person receiving the message might be upset. So after Dunkirk, we began to be told that the message contained bad news. Specifically, it was a death. On some occasions, we were advised to see if there was anyone available next door, and just say, would they please wait until you'd delivered the message, and then the lady next door could give assistance, was it needed. Thinking back on it, it seems as though it might have been a little bit unwise to do that, but that's how I remember it. There were difficult times. When we rode into a street, everyone started coming to the doors to see which door we were going to, and of course they would be wondering what the message was. There was a great deal of telegrams then each time we went out. I suppose on a working day, we travelled 6 miles per hour. That was the official speed at which we were supposed to ride our bicycles. And we would go out, I would think, with about 10 telegrams on each journey out, and we would do about 6 journeys per working day. So I suppose we would deliver between 50 and 60 telegrams. Of course, there were telegrams which were pleasant to deliver, greetings telegrams, taking telegrams to a wedding at the Pack Horse Hotel. The best man would receive those, and he had a silver threepenny piece or sixpence specifically in his pocket to give to the telegraph boys who were taking telegrams of congratulations. There was one where I didn't know it was bad news, and I'd pushed the telegram under a door, and seemingly it had gone under some lino, so that it was missed for a couple of days, and I was called in, and what had I done with this telegram? Really, we weren't supposed to leave telegrams like that. We're supposed to take them back, and it was always policy for us to ask to see if there was a reply, and sometimes a telegram would be reply paid. The sender had paid for a reply, so when it was reply paid, we had to deliver it in person to the person it was addressed to and wait for that reply. Very interesting, going to the Grand Theatre and the Theatre Royal and seeing famous band leaders, and George Formby on his motorbike in black leathers with Beryl also in black leathers.
Did you take him a telegram?
Oh, yes.